Today's share in the Der Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Tes Omed Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're in the middle of Simen Tof Samach. We're at Sif Dalet on the second line. The Mechaber tells us, Ein Osim Sirikin Hamutzura Yarin. You're not allowed to go and make matzos that are shaped in different types of shapes. For example, you shouldn't make it, the Hainu, Letzayir Bapas Kimin Chaya Va'ov. You shouldn't make the matzos into shapes of animals, like wild animals or birds. However, that which we do, Abomasha Osim, also Bimasrate, that which we take some sort of a comb over here and we pierce it, Kadesh Lo Yisfach, so it shouldn't swell up and become chametz faster, and that is allowed. V'cheima Sheminakvin Amatzos, likewise, that which we make holes in the matzos, all of this is done to prevent the chimutz process from occurring, mutter, that is allowed. However, Mikomokum the Chabad says, Tov Lamahir Lasosam Shlo Lahashos Behem. When you are making these holes, or you're combing it with some sort of a comb, in order that it shouldn't rise, it shouldn't become chometz, so that should be done quickly, and one shouldn't delay in doing so. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot Nid Gimel, Pirish Lechatrila, one shouldn't make Lechatrila the dough into a shape of an animal or a bird. B'di'evet, however, if one did in fact do so, mutarim b'chila, they are not considered chametz, unless they have evidence of being chametz. But if they don't have any evidence of being chametz, and if you didn't delay, imlo shor b'tziyurin shir chimutz, and he didn't delay long enough, the 18 minutes, that it could have become chametz, then b'di'evet, this is allowed, and in fact, b'gam yotze b'hem yidei chovaso, and in fact, one does even fulfill the Torah obligation to eat chametz on Leil Seder. The issue footnote number 27 tells us, Av shalagabi uga sheksuvo sole osios. What about, we said, in regards to a cookie that has letters on it? So the Ramah, back in Simen Shin Mem, said that on Shabbos, it would be forbidden to break such a cookie because of the Isser of Mochek, because you're erasing. And the Mishnah Berurah explained over there, Sheyesh Shechmiru Bitsiyurim Kimo Bosios. There were those that were Machmir, that even if you weren't having letters that you were breaking, but if you're just breaking pictures, you weren't allowed. So therefore, Lechori Yesh Lahakshos, so here you can ask the question, Echuto Belel Yontiv Lecho Matzos Hamitsuyaros. We said, Bidiyevet, you could eat these shaped matzos, how come you're allowed to? So the Dogol Mirvava gives a very beautiful teretz. And he says, based upon what Rash Halevi says, Shlo Osar HaRamah, the Ramah only said it was forbidden to go and eat the cookies, Elo Kisha Osios O Hatsiyurim Asuyim Michomer Achar Mizeh Shalouga. That's when you had something that was written on top of the cake or the cookie. So you took icing and you wrote letters on the icing on top of the cake or the cookie. That's not allowed to be eaten because that's going to break it and that's going to be Mamachik. However, but if the cookie itself is in the shape of a letter, the Mishneh Berurah brings down the halacha that you're allowed to go and eat that. And he says, especially, this is not considered kesiva on the item. It's not considered like writing, and it's not considered like breaking it if you would, in fact, eat it. Furthermore, the Mishneh Berurah brings down from the Dogel Meravava, She'ein Shviras Osios Sha'al Gabi Uga, that it's not considered breaking the Osios on top of a cookie, Gama Osios Michoma Acher, even if the cookie and the Osios are from two different things. One is icing, for example, on top of the cookie. It's not Osir from Mochek, Kivin She'ein Miskavin Limchok, because the person doesn't intend to go be Mochek in this situation, so the Dogel Meravava gives another Kula. The Mishneh Berurah brings down, Shabofen Sheino Shover Esa Osios Biyodov. And if you're not actually breaking it with your hand, you're only eating it, so that's Derech Achila, one can rely upon this Dogol Merivova Lahokil Badover. So while one shouldn't cut the cake or the cookie with a knife, let's say, but one bites into it, one would be allowed to do so. Others disagree. Ein in the Sharet Zion over there back in Simen Shin Mem. On the other hand, the Chazon Ish is machmir in both of these situations. He's machmir legabe osios ha'asuyos mi'auga atzma. He says even if the cookie itself is in the shape of a letter, you can't eat it. And if you're even biting into the letters on top of a cookie, that's also not allowed. The Mishneh Berurah continues in Sivkot Yudalit, talking about the Sriken HaMitzuyarin, the matzahs that you're making over here into shapes. He says you're not allowed to do this, Lefi Shehu Shoheh Oleho Letziren, because it's going to take you a little bit longer to make it into these shapes, and therefore we're concerned about that the delay will lead to it becoming chametz faster. Upam yavo d'nei chimutz aidei shehiyazu, that it is going to become chametz. V'afilu rotz latzos has tziur aidei d'fus. And if you're going to make in some sort of a preformed form that is going to not delay you at all, nevertheless, sheno shol klum, even though it won't delay you at all, the rabbi said lo plug. Afu pikein, lo chilku chachamim v'asur hakol. The rabbis didn't want to start making distinctions. Well, if you use a form, then it's allowed. If you don't use a form, it's not allowed, because what's going to happen? Lefi shol roe shenefu matzos, somebody who sees you with these shaped matzos, in yodeya shenasu aydei d'fus, he's not going to realize that these were the ones that were permitted, because they were made via a form. V'yovo lahatir af below d'fus, and he's going to think, oh, it's okay to make these really cute looking matzos. We'll have matzos in the shape of paro, and we'll eat them. So therefore, might think that that's allowed. So therefore, you're not going to realize that the person who made it, that he used the form. And therefore, somebody's going to come along and not use the form, and it's going to delay in the making of the matzah, and could chas v'shalom become chametz. Likewise, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'kein ein chiluk bein srikin shobali batim ubein shal nachtomim. Therefore, we likewise don't make any distinction between a person who, on his own, he's a private householder, he bakes matzahs, versus the baker's matzahs. Because the baker is obviously much more proficient. Ach, af, de nachtomim kivuin umrugolim bazeh, the bakers do this all the time, and they're regular at it. They ain't showing basiyosan, and they don't delay at all. Nevertheless, for the same reason, lo plug, afa pikein. Also, the rabbi said, across the board, it's not allowed, even if the reasons that you're concerned about for other people don't apply to you. Vafilu im hamatzos hin rikikin dakim. And even if the matzos are very thin wafers over here, she'ena mamarin lahachmetz, that don't quickly become chametz. Afa pikein ein lasosa mitzyarm. Even this type of a wafer like matzah, like our matzos today, we don't make them into shapes. In the Shaar HaTzion, Os Chof, the Chofetz Chaim tells us, Midlo Chilek HaMechaber, from the fact that the Mechaber didn't make any distinction over here, Shema Mino Desfir LeKedas HaRosh HaMuva Batur, V'chein Kos HaVagra, that all of these opinions are that we don't make any distinctions between the private person and the baker. And in Os Chof Aleph, in the Shaar HaTzion, the Mechaber tells us that even though there are those that are makel over here, that would allow you to do the rikikin in forms, the bach, the taz, and the prichadash are all a machmir, and therefore we don't allow even the thin wafer-like matzahs to be made into forms. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkon Tetzvav tells us that if you used some sort of a comb, that's allowed, because here the purpose is to prevent it becoming chametz. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sivkot and Tetzvav Pirush, V'afalpi shenase ke'ein tzior ala matzah, even though it looks a little bit because of the combing that you've made a shape on the matzah, mikol mokum shari, nevertheless, it's still permitted to use this masrik, this comb, because the kivin she'eno mechave letzai, since you have no intention of making any specific sort of a shape or design over here, lo yova aidei zeh lidei shehias shir chumitz. There's no potential over here, since you're not trying to do anything, you're not trying to make it into a shape, even though may have the appearance of a shape, nevertheless, we're not concerned at all over here that you're going to delay in doing so. The issue footnote number 28 brings down, Ubenidon, in the regarding the case, Haim Tzorich Lahatbil Kli Matchos Hamishamshim Lasos Hamatzos Shenikvu Minochri. If you were to borrow a Kli from a Nochri, there's no kashrut concern over here, or if you take it made from a Nochri, does this require Tvila? The one, this Masrik that you're using over here, does it require Tvila? So the Ramah brings down, it doesn't require Tvila. This is in Yoridei in Simen Kuvchof. Why not? So the Darki Moshe, the Ramah over there, tells us, Shekivan Shehim Nogim B'mayecho Kishua Dayin Tzorich Tikkun. It still requires afia. It hasn't yet been baked. So therefore, any kli that is only being used in a pre-final state, Einam Nechshavim Kikli Su'uda. It's not considered a utensil of the meal that requires tefillah. Nevertheless, the Taz brings down over there that the minhag is that you should be tovel it, but not with a bracha. The Shach, however, says, Sheinam Tzrichim Tefillah Klal, that you don't have to be tovel it, and he adds, it's brought down in the Kudas HaKesef over there, that the minhag is to follow the Shach and not tovel it even without a bracha. And this is also the opinion of the Chochmas Adam and the Kaf HaChayim. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagov Yesh Lasos HaMatzos Rikikin, lo pas ova kishar lechem. He says, in general, one should make the matzos into thinner wafers and not make them into thick matzos like the challahs, like bread. And the reason for doing so is because these thin wafers, our matzahs, are much slower to become chametz as opposed to a dough that is allowed to become thicker. It's going to more easily become chametz. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Tezayin, Hainu, even though we'll learn in a moment that the definition of being too thick is anything under a tefach is not considered too thick, and that's much thicker than the thin wafers. Nevertheless, mikol mokom nachon yosel lechatchila lasos rukikin dakin. He says it's preferable, even though it may be halachically allowed, to have it up to a tefach in size, but it's preferable to have it much thinner than that. The issue footnote number 29 brings down, why do we make matzos circular? So he brings down for the Maria Sad, Mishum shelegabe hamatzos shehutziu mimitzrayim, the matzos that we took out of Mitzrayim that are listed in the Torah in Shmos Yud Beis, it says loshon ugos matzos. V'hainu shehayu bitzuras ego, they were circular. That's how Rashi explains in the Gemara in Tainus. Uba'od makomos, and in other places, it says uga comes from the loshon of eagle, from a circle. Shekavanas haTorah b'kach. The reason that we want to bedavka use circular matzahs is to remind us over here, lo dienu es godol hachipazon b'shoa yitzias Mitzrayim, she'osu es hamatzos agulos mehiras. It's much easier to make a matzah in a round form than it is to make it into a square form. And therefore, to show and demonstrate the alacrity with which we left Mitzrayim, so the Yidden had to make circular matzahs then. And we remind ourselves of this by using circular matzahs now. They didn't have time to go and square them off. And therefore, for Doros, for all generations, the minig is to use circular matzahs over here to demonstrate this godel hachipozo, the alacrity with which we left. What about machine matzahs? So he says, in regards to machine matzahs, bedavka we makbid to make them square and not to make them circular. Because if you'd make them circular, it would mean that somebody would have to cut off the natural ways to make it square. So if you want to make it circular, you have to cut off some of the edges. And they were concerned that if you cut off the corners, so to say, you'd bake them again. You don't want to throw that away. And you'd put them back in the oven, and that could lead to a greater chashash that it would become chometz. The issue footnote number 30 brings that from the Kaf HaChaim. Shekol ha-nizar la-sosan dakim b'yose. If somebody's careful, like we are today, to make our matzos very, very thin, this is very praiseworthy. And he brings down from Rishlomo Zalman Zatzal, commenting on the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sheminog b'nei Ashkenaz la'sosun dakin b'yosu. Our minig is to make it very, very thin. V'she'en lehem lechol matzos she'en anasu yizkach. And we shouldn't eat matzos that aren't made thin. That is a common Ashkenazic custom. Now we go to Sifei. The Mechaber writes, Ein osim b'pesach pas ova tefach. The Mechaber tells us that you shouldn't use matzos that are thicker than a tefach. A tefach is, again, is about 3.5 to 4 inches. It's the size of 4 thumbs at the widest point at the joint of the thumb. Or, alternatively, it's 5 pointer fingers or 6 pinkies at the width of the joint of each of these, respectively. They all come to roughly the same size, which is 3.5 to 4 inches. So the Mechaber is telling us, don't have the matzah thicker than a tefach, even though Ramah taught us that a moment ago that you should have as thin as possible. This is really what the shear is allowed to be. The Mishnah Berurah comments in Sivkot Yud Zayin, the chashi ova, if it would be thicker than this, kol kach, yesh lochosh, shema lo yishlot chom ha'esh besocha. We're concerned that if it's too thick, that the fire from the furnace, the oven, won't get inside the entire dough. The tischametz besocha b'shas aviyosa, and the inside part will not have been worked and won't really be getting hot from the oven because it's too thick for a couple of minutes, and therefore the inside will become chametz before it's fully baked. However, avol b'pachos mitefach, if it's less than a tefach, mutter, this is permitted. And Dirshu footnote number 32 says, even if it's a small amount, less than a tefach, this is the way the Chacham set up shiurim, it's a tefach, and therefore 0.999 tefach is allowed, and 1.0001 tefach is not allowed. That is the shear that the Chacham set up. And he says, Ein the bir halacha, in the Dibra Maskel, pas of a tefach, he has a whole discussion, sheveinu das kama poskim, da filu b'pachos mitefach yesh lizar, as the Ramah has already pointed out, we should make it as thin as possible. Ube d'vi'eved im kvar ofa, if however somebody did bake it, yesh matirin afilu b'ov a tefach, up to a tefach, it is allowed to be eaten, v'yesh osrim. But there are those that say, no, you shouldn't. Ochein b'pachos mitefach, ein lesor b'di'evet. But certainly, if it's less than a tefach, then there's no reason b'di'evet to say that it's osur, unless it obviously has signs of chometz on it. Omikol makom, the bottom line, kol shi ovo, if it is thick, yesh la'ayin b'socha im nefes yofe, you have to check inside of it, you break it open and see, was it really baked well, v'lo nischamtza, and it didn't become chometz. But certainly, l'chatrila, halacha l'maisa, our matzahs that Ashkenazim make are much thinner. My understanding is that there are svardim that bake thicker matzos. They bake matzos that are more like a pita rather than the crisp wafer-like matzahs that we have. And again, each person to his own custom and to follow their own tradition. Now we go to Sifav. The Mechaber writes, Ein lo hakel, one shouldn't be makel and make b'meshech miru hakadmonim shelo lasos pandish o plodinish. One shouldn't be makel and make these pandish o plodinish, which the Kadmon and the earlier authorities said one should not do. What exactly are these pandish and plundish? So the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Yud Ches tells us over here that this is talking about heim isos matzos, these are doughs of matzah that are filled, mimulos, bebasar or begvina, that are filled, they're like a pie, and they're filled with either meat or with cheese, obviously not together. The reason why you shouldn't do this, the Kadmonim said don't do this, is because at the time that you're baking them, yotzei lecha mehabasar begvina, the schmaltz, the juices from the meat and or from the cheese, they come out into the dough, umelachlachas, ha'isa umakeves hafiyasa, and they come and moisten, so to say, the dough over here, and that prevents it from baking well, and it's going to become chametz potentially. Furthermore, v'od shalecha zudino kamei peros. Furthermore, the schmaltz that comes out from either the meat or from the cheese over here has a status of mei peros, fruit juices. Shishkishem misarvin be'iso sheni loshin b'mayim, himim maheres lahachmitz miyad. And the principle is that fruit juices, when they mix with water, is actually going to make the dough become chametz faster. So too over here, these juices, so to say, that come out from the meat and or from the cheese, they're going to make it be machmitz faster. We're going to learn in a couple of days. It says over there, the issue footnote number 3 tells us that the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is that you aren't allowed to do this because it's going to become chametz faster. However, he points out that the Rama over there says, Shenogu lesser lisha b'meperos gam below tarovis mayim. It's not only when it's mixed with water. Aminig is not to even allow it when it's not mixed with water. And the Mishnah Berurah explains over there, Mishum shechoshishu l'das haposkim shemeperos memar l'hachmetz ha'seisa afilu below tarovis mayim. There is an opinion there that's brought down that even without the addition of water, the meperos can make things chametz faster. So too over here, even if there is no water inside, it's just over here, the schmaltz from the meat or from the gvina, from the cheese, we are concerned about it. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah says, when these juices come out and go into the dough, it becomes immediately chometz, kodim shehispik chom ha'esh lishlot bo lefosa, before the oven can go and bake it. And therefore, v'afilu b'di'evit, even after the fact, sheshochach v'nosen osa l'socha matzah, if you did make these pies over here, these matzah pies filled with either meat or cheese, yesh lesor ha'matzah, we do not allow you to eat the matzah, even b'di'evit. This is brought down in Os Chof Zayin, the Shaar Tzion, the Magen Avraham, the Al-Yerabba, and the Pri Chodosh. Finally, the issue footnote number 34 brings down, his bar b'shulchan aruch l'kamen in Simen Tuf Samach Beis, it's going to tell us there, Sheba Ofen, Shalosh B'mei Peros Imayim, when you do go and make a dough with fruit juices and water, Ye'ofes Ha'isa Miyad, if you bake it right away, and in that situation, there was no delay, the matzah would technically be mutter. And therefore, the same thing should apply over here. Sha'alecha Eino Yotze Kodim Tchila Sofia, it doesn't come out before the baking starts, it only comes out during the baking. So therefore, as soon as you start baking it, it becomes no longer capable of really becoming chametz, and therefore this should be allowed. This din was brought down from Ragon Rav Baruch Frankel on the Magen Avraham. With this, we conclude today's shir.